Welcome to another episode of Talking Fast, a Gilmore Girls podcast. I'm Suzanne.
And I'm Alexis.
And we're two longtime fans of the show, excited to rewatch and recap it along the way.
Hello, and welcome to the first ever Talking Fast Gilmore Girls draft episode. You might have heard of football drafts. You might have played fantasy football league. In theory, you know, a draft is a way to draw players for a team. And typically, you try to get the best team and you have the goal of your team winning the games of whatever the sort of competition is. But why should sports have all of the drafting fun? Today, we're inspired by the Ringerverse Podcast Network to do a fun draft theme episode like they've done with a variety of different fandoms. So we are now running our first ever Gilmore Girls draft. And we decided, since this is a television show, why not draft an ideal Gilmore Girls episode rather than a team of sorts? So that's what our goal is today, to draft our ideal episode. And for a bit of friendly competition, Suzanne and I have invited some guests with us, and then we will have listeners vote on whose draft they like the best, who crafted the best episode in your opinion. So could our guests do the honor of introducing yourselves? You're both friends of the pod. Hopefully our listeners will be familiar, but please share your information.
All right. I guess I can go ahead and go. Hi, I'm Larissa from Eating Gilmore. It is a project where I am cooking my way through our favorite show, Gilmore Girls.
Woohoo. And we've had you on the pod before to talk about food, but this is a completely different ball game, so should be fun.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to test our little bit of fan fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Sports metaphor intended. Hi, I'm Elena from one of the co-hosts of Women of Questionable Morals, and we were a Gilmore Girls deep dive podcast, and we've done a few crossovers with Suzanne and Alexis. And now we have announced that we're going into a new direction and we'll be covering Ugly Betty. So if you're at all into that, or if you have no idea, this is your chance to discover a new show. And thank you all for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yay. Are you doing a spoiler-free recap of Ugly Betty?
Yes, it will be spoiler-free because Soraya has not seen it, and I have seen it a bazillion times. Mm-hmm. So it will be a huge sacrifice for me. But I'm willing to do it because I love Soraya, and because it will be a change in the way we do our content. But yeah, I won't promise not to say cryptic things that people who are familiar with the show might pick up on.
It has a lot of cryptic things in it anyways. I was just like rewatching the first season after you guys announced that. It's great.
So much happens in that first season. I forgot. Like I hadn't watched it in a while. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, I didn't realize all these plot points happened. But anyway.
Yeah.
You'll have to do Gossip Girl next and kind of work your way through the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants cast and all of their shows.
Oh, yeah. That is such a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to give any time to Blake Lively. So I might have to nope out of that one.
That's fair.
I'll give her some time, maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to go through some of our ground rules before we get started. And the very first thing is that we're going to be using a randomized picker. That seems like a weird word. A randomizer to figure out who's going first, second, and third. So I'm going to do that really quick.
Yes. The suspense.
Put in a drum roll. Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what order is best, you know, first or fourth or second or third. We'll find out.
Let's see. So I've got myself as first.
Yay.
Elena second, Alexis third, and Larissa as fourth.
Okay.
Well, good thing I came up with four different scenarios just for this moment. Yeah.
I do feel like we're a bunch of over planners here.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we've got our order The way that we'll go is round one, the first person picks, and so forth. For the second round, the fourth person will be the first to pick. So we're kind of snaking through our grid so that it's not just me getting first pick every single time, because that would be a bit unfair. So we'll keep track of that, and I've got a board going. And we also have several different categories that we'll all be picking for. We've got our main character, and this is kind of self-explanatory, although it doesn't need to be only Rory, Lorelai, and Emily, because obviously we can't do that. We've got four people, and there are more than there are other people who can count as main characters. And then we've got our antagonist, and this could be a minor or major character who is acting antagonistically towards our main character. It doesn't need to be, Dean versus Jess antagonism, but something along those lines. And then we've got our secondary character slash love interest, depending on what your story arc is. It might be a friend, love interest, coworker, whatever. And then we've got our main location for the episode, and then our main story arc. And I think this is the one that can vary the most widely because there are so many options. And then we have what kind of food item and or food event, like is there a food festival or something that is forefronted in your episode? And sorry if you can hear my cats wrestling in the background. And then lastly, we have our wild card, which can be anything, person, place, thing, anything like that from the Gilmore Girls universe. Some parameters on this is that once a person, place, or thing is picked, it cannot be picked by anybody else for any slot. So that will be bring us our challenge. And then we'll be keeping track of everything. And then at the very end, we'll kind of summarize what our episodes are. And we might even talk about what our episodes would have been if we got to pick every single thing we wanted to pick, which is half the fun of the draft, is having to think on your feet and come up with a new episode when people take your second choice. Okay, any thoughts before we get started? Anything to add,
I just want to
clarify?
ask, are we allowed to do like alternate universe ideas? Like, as long as they involve all the same characters and all of the same places. Okay.
I would say this is pretty much like an alternate universe draft. So we don't have to follow,
Canon, yeah.
we don't have to follow canon beyond just the characters who exist and stuff like that.
And we do have anyone here has the power to suggest a veto as well if someone picks something that we think might not fit in a category. So if someone says something from another TV show, we'll have to be like, sorry, that doesn't work. That is an option as well.
Do we get a chance to argue our point?
Oh
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
definitely. We can all vote too, yeah.
And we can argue at any point about anything if we want.
Friendly arguing, of course. Unless
You're
it gets tense, it might. We can't say.
saying this is our version of a town meeting.
Definitely.
Alexis has the power to mute anybody at any point. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Oh
She
man,
wouldn't do
you're getting
that.
dicey.
I thought this was a democracy.
I know. I'm not, and I'm a new dictator too. I'm not used to having the
Oh
Zoom
no.
recording power. That's usually Suzanne, so I could mess it up at any moment.
Sorry, I have a kitten interloper here. This is
Which kitten
Jonesy.
is this?
This is Jonesy. He's new.
Jonesy.
New
Oh,
fish to the group.
baby.
He's a pest. Okay,
Well, we love
anyways.
him.
Shall we get started then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Suzanne, you're up first.
Let's see, what's the most important thing for my episode? Oh yeah, that's another thing. We don't have to, your first pick can be from any for any category. It doesn't have to be the main character. Just
Oh,
the
okay.
thing you are like most set on getting.
Yeah, you can go in any order. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's a couple options. Okay. I'm going to pick for my very first secondary character,
Ooh.
Jess.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Very
Boom.
important.
I picked him over my main character because there are a couple possible ways I could have this episode play out with him as my secondary character. But if I couldn't get him for my secondary character, I'd have to completely go off the rails.
All right, you
Okay.
secured Jess.
Elena, you're
Thwarting my
next.
plans. All
Sorry.
right. The fun begins. I will secure as my antagonist Kirk.
Ooh,
Ooh.
antagonist. I'm intrigued. Okay, Alexis.
I am going to go for the goat of our last year's March Madness, Lorelai, as my main
Winner.
character. Might
Oh,
be a little
gosh.
on the nose, but I'm excited. Happy to have Lorelai here in my draft.
And how none of the rest of us can have Lorelai anywhere. Thanks. Somebody had to do it.
Somebody had to do it.
Okay, Larissa, you're
You
next.
get two in a row.
All right. Well, I think I have to grab Emily for my main character.
Oh man, that was my second.
That
Okay.
hurts,
Saw the
yeah.
opportunity and took it. And then not to take the last remaining Gilmore, but I'm taking Rory as my secondary character.
Ooh, that is so strong.
Okay.
Two Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Is this going to be a DAR plot?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, Alexis, your second choice.
Okay. I'm thinking. Let me think. Without Emily and Rory. I am going to pick. Oh gosh. I'm picking Luke as my love interest, and not this won't be basic, I promise. I have a twist coming up that hopefully no one will take. So stay tuned. But yeah, I'm taking Luke.
How could Luke and Lorelai be basic? I mean, that was
Well, you know.
sarcastic.
Yeah.
All right, I'm securing Lane as my main character.
No.
Woohoo!
She
Love
is
it.
supposed to
Good
be
choice.
mine. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. So Lane was going to be my main character, but I have another option.
You
I'm going
get
to
two
pick.
as well, Suzanne.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. I'm going to pick Paris as my main character.
Who? Oh, Paris. Sorry,
Paris.
I
Yeah.
heard Harris for some reason, and I'm like, I'm not familiar.
So I had this idea of Elaine and Jess. Friendship story, but I also like the Paris and Jess friendship story, but now everything else needs to change for me.
That was one of my preferred duos. I wanted a Paris Jess duo.
Yeah.
That's
Let's
good.
see. Antagonist or which era of Jess do I want?
That's a great question.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna go ahead and fill in my main story arc as a friendship, unlikely friends story arc. And I'll think about the rest as you guys
I
go.
know.
Okay.
It's funny as we're all, when it's our turn to pick, I can see everyone else's brains are just like turning,
Yeah.
like wheels turning, like, okay, what does this mean for me?
Okay, Elena, your third pick.
I will choose Mrs. Kim as my secondary character.
Oh.
She was going to be my antagonist if I had Lane.
This is all, I was going to say take back, but no, payback for your first pick.
I'm so confused about how you're going to have Kirk as the antagonist there. That's going to be fun to hear about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Alexis.
My antagonist, we're going all the way back to season one, Rachel. Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I guess, are your Luke and Lorelai together? I guess, can I ask that at this point?
You'll
I
have to
love
find
interest, I
out at the
guess.
end, especially depending on how
Okay.
all my other stuff goes.
Yeah. Okay. Larissa, what's
All
your
right, I'm
third?
gonna go ahead and do, let's see. I'm gonna do my location, and I think you guys have guessed this. It's gonna take place at the DAR offices. And I go again, right? Okay. And then I'm going to go with, I forget the last name. I think it's like Betterworth, Betterton, but Constance, Emily's arch nemesis at the DAR.
Is that the antagonist?
Yes.
Constance. Someone with a name like Constance has to be an antagonist.
Right.
I don't remember her last name at all.
I know it
I think
starts
that
with
would
a
be
B. I'll
fine.
have to look it up because it's going to bother me.
We'll just do Constance B, like she's a
Constance
on
bother.
The Bachelor.
Okay, back to me. And I am thrilled to add my main story arc. One of my favorite speculative things with characters, thruple. I'm having a
Oh.
thruple.
This is a fan fiction that you've been shooting for
AO3.
since series one,
I
season
sensed a threesome energy from those three, so I'm very excited.
We have an answer for the last name. It's
Okay.
Constance Betterton.
Oh, she thinks she's better than the
Than ever
town. Yeah.
better than
That's a very
everyone.
like Dickensian last name that very clearly denotes
Bridgerton.
her personality. Okay, Elena, you're up.
Yeah, I agree on the throuple, Alexis. Saraya
Thank
and
you.
I agreed that that would have been a much more interesting plot twist, that or just Rachel and Lorelai being a bi couple.
Right. Yeah, they
100%.
had it going.
Who needs the man? No, just kidding.
He's there to make the food, I guess.
Truly.
That's true. He's the feeder. Okay. I'm going for, I'm securing my main story arc, which is a town festival. And I can
Nice.
specify later, but I'll just say for now, a town festival.
Okay, I forgot to think about my next move. Okay, I think I'm going with Yale era Paris and Jess.
Ooh.
And the antagonist is gonna be Asher Fleming.
Yes. Is just there to intervene. I love it.
He does have a lot of, I feel like he's read a lot of books with inappropriate age slash power gap romances.
So is your location Yale?
Oh yeah, I get to pick that too. I think it's just gonna be New Haven, because I don't want Jess to have another run-in with Rory while she's with Dean.
Right. We just recapped that episode.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to reference the why did the famous why did you drop out of Yale?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Asher Fleming's dead at that point,
Hey, this we said alternate
though.
universe, so
That's true.
maybe
Yeah, he could
maybe he
still
took more
alive.
vitamins,
Yeah.
lasted longer.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe Jess happens on to Paris and Asher as they're trying to sneak around off campus.
Yeah. Thanks for helping me.
Yeah.
Okay, Elena, you're next.
All right. So I guess what will make it easier, I'll secure my location as Stars Hollow.
Ooh.
So that takes out Stars Hollow, but I think everyone is set, so that's fine.
Except Alexis, that's going to be difficult for her.
So I do have a question. Would I be able to say Dragonfly in, or is that how do we all feel? I
I
see
would say
some
so.
nods. Okay.
When I say Stars Hollow, I mostly mean the square,
Okay.
because that's where like the
Yeah.
town events
Okay.
happen. So
All right.
anything else in my mind is fair game.
Okay, good. Then I'm going to choose my location as well as the Dragonfly Inn. So this is a bit later on than the one by a lot, actually.
Rachel has to come back to take the finished product pictures of the dragonfly.
You're on to
Yeah,
something there.
is this the finished open dragonfly or when it when because Rachel is the one who introduces her
Right.
to it. So is it the
Yeah.
like rundown
I'm
dragonfly?
thinking like pretty close to open, is my thinking. But
Gotcha.
we'll see
So
where the
no
pieces fall.
hot Luke contractor slash Rachel photographer erotica.
Yeah, Luke isn't quite as hot, but that's okay. They have good, she has pictures to remember it by.
Oh gosh. Okay, Larissa, you're up with two more choices.
Okay, I will claim my main story arc as espionage.
Oh, I
Nice.
love that.
And I
I'm gonna
think
spell
this is a
that.
given for the food, considering we've got Emily, we've got the DAR, we have to go Salmon Puffs.
Delicious.
Can confirm.
Okay, Alexis. We're coming up. We've just got like food and wild card left for most people.
Yeah. Oh gosh. What do I even? Okay. Well, actually, since it has come up, I think this is a good idea. I'm going to do Rachel's camera as my wild card. I think that could be something fun.
I just had a funny idea for mine. Okay, Elena, two slots left.
So my event, like the type of event, will be a concert. That's part of the town festival.
Like a Hebelian concert?
We'll see.
Okay, sorry. Okay. This might call for some consideration, but I'm gonna choose my wild card as Jane Austen.
Oh,
Although they do have that
yeah.
conversation of her over the
Yeah.
salt and pepper fries.
Are we talking ghost, time travel, book?
That's where I haven't fully decided yet. I'm like, is this gonna be a Jane Austen like book club? I kind of want it to be a Jane Austen.
Or what if they like drop acid and then they both have like a vision of Jane Austen?
That's a good
That would
one.
make them unlikely friends.
Yeah.
Or Jane Austen could appear to them in a dream the way Madeleine Albright appeared in a
Oh,
dream to
yeah.
Rory.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like someone needs to claim Madeleine Albright now as their wild card.
I
think I'm gonna do Jane, a paranormal Jane Austen
love it.
ghost of some sort. Why she's in New Haven, I don't really know, but I'll think about it.
Did she ever travel IRL to the
I don't think she
US?
ever left England at that period in time.
Well, if
I
you're a
mean,
ghost, why not spend your afterlife traveling, you
yeah, that's
know?
true.
You could do a Ninth House Gilmore Girls crossover, and she could be
Oh,
part of the Wheel
yeah.
Walkers.
Nice. Okay, that helps me a lot. I haven't
Welcome.
read Hellbent yet, unfortunately. But did you just give me a spoiler? No, I don't
No,
think so.
that was
Okay.
all in Ninth House.
And food item slash event. Well, if we're having Jane Austen, we're gonna have some afternoon tea.
Lovely.
We'll see how it all works out. Okay, Elena, your wild
All right. I
card.
was proud of mine, but now it seems really tame because it's not supernatural or anything. But my wild card is Hank from Woodsbury.
Oh yeah.
That
Love
was
that.
one of my options, was to do a Taylor Hank
Oh yeah.
romance.
Yeah.
Yes. But I wasn't sure if you guys would let me use Taylor as a main character.
I
So,
think we would have had to talk about that one. Because
yeah.
I don't think he's a main character, actually.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't think he even appears in the main credits. That could have been
Oh,
like our
yeah,
rule.
that's true.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. I think he's a main secondary character.
I mean,
Yep.
does he technically appear on screen more than Lane? I want to say
That's a
it's
good
probably
point. He does in the
close.
revival. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. My last item, I will choose coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee. Put it in an IV, and
All
that will
right.
finish my draft. Woohoo.
My wild card is going to be Reno, Nevada.
Oh,
Oh,
Reno.
I'm so curious now.
Are you going to
Yeah.
bury a man in Reno? God's sake. I look forward to
Wow.
hearing that.
The DAR things.
Yeah, I think Larissa is going to win, honestly.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't
I can
know.
picture it
I'm
already.
very curious about all of y'all's episodes.
I realized like my ideas were just like very conservative. I was like, what do I want to see as a cozy Gilmore Girls episode? And I
But
did not
There's so
put in
many
a lot of
Cozy Gilmore
creativity.
Girls fans out there, though, so you
Yeah.
might find your people.
My original
It's
picks
true.
were about the same, but then I had to really wing it by
Yeah.
the end.
Suzanne, why don't you kick us off in describing the episode you drafted and how it compares to what ideas you might have had prior?
Okay, so I'm completely making this up as I go along.
Perfect.
But Paris and Asher are going to be gallivanting around New Haven, trying to avoid students from Yale, which is questionable why they wouldn't go out of town. but Jess is around because he's kind of keeping an eye on Rory a little bit. This is maybe before he goes after her and runs into Dean at the end of season four. So he's like, he knows that she's in town and he just keeps hoping that they'll run into each other at a bookstore or in the park or something. So he's just floating around New Haven. And gosh, how am I going to work all this in?
Yeah, you really took a spin when you said paranormal Jane Austen.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring in a haunted New Haven tour that Paris and Asher are going on because Paris thinks it's going to be romantic. They'll be out late at night walking through the streets of New Haven. I've never been to New Haven, so I have no idea if it would be a romantic place after dark. I kind of doubt it. But and all of a sudden, she sees a vision of Jane Austen through a bookstore window. The bookstore is closed, of course. And then Jane Austen disappears. And she sees the reflection of Jess standing across the
Ooh.
street watching, being a creeper. And Asher Fleming refuses to believe that this has happened. He thinks that Paris is being a ridiculous child. And they kind of have a fight along the lines of Paris being much younger, Asher being unable to accept that she's seen something and believe her. This is the beginning of the breakup that I think should happen with Asher and Paris. That does not. And then Asher decides to go. Paris wants to stay and see if she can see Jane Austen again because she is a huge Jane Austen fan. And Jess is still there being a creep. And he comes up and he's like, I also saw it. And then
Ooh.
they start talking about Jane Austen. And then they start debating whether Emma and Knightley should have gone together because of their extreme age difference and the fact that he was kind of like an older brother figure slash father figure to Emma as she was growing up. And that also contributes to the Paris and Asher breakup. And then the next day they meet up again because they're going to try and figure out more about ghost Jane Austen. And it ends up that that bookstore is having an afternoon tea event, Jane Austen themed, because it's her birthday or death day, her death day. And they go to afternoon tea together and become friends. They text often for the rest of the show. And that's all I got.
That
I
was
love
very
it.
detailed. I would watch that for sure.
Yeah. It would be a very different kind of show.
Anything that gives me Jess and Paris passionately debating is a win for me,
Yeah,
honestly.
100%. Yeah, they've and the Emma Knightley debate, like it's been going on for hundreds of years. So
I like that detail. It fits thematically very well.
yeah. I don't remember how much older Knightley actually is from
16
Emma.
years.
Yeah, okay. That's definitely not Paris Asher, but it's
Still.
still a good amount.
But he did know her as a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, which is super weird. Yeah.
I definitely
Okay.
had Paris and Jess as a potential thing I was going to go for as well, but I was pretty torn on if I wanted to make it romantic or friend, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, good point. My original pick that would have been my first choice pick was going to be Lane and Jess friends. And the antagonist is Mrs. Kim because Lane and Jess meet together when Lane is working at Luke's and they become good friends and just start hanging out and talking about music and stuff all the time. And Mrs. Kim is really disapproving because she hates boys, but also Jess is even worse than most boys for her. And they So their main location was at Luke's, and they bond over hamburgers and their specific topping tastes. The wild card was going to be that Dave returns. I don't know how much more I was going to go with that, but yeah, that was my original.
Love
I
it.
kind of like the paranormal Jane Austen. It's fun.
Yeah, I agree. That's nice. I almost had Dave return also as a love interest for
Ooh.
Lane, but I decided to
Yeah.
go a different direction.
Instead, you have Hank. So tell us more about
All
that.
right. So I'm
Yeah.
happy to announce that, save for swapping out my secondary character, what I ended up with was basically my first option. So I
Woohoo,
can walk
nice.
through this and then I can tell you what my second option would have been. So this is an alternate universe in the revival years when Lane is a music teacher at the Stars Hollow High.
Ooh.
So the town festival being organized is a Future of America festival. And so it's showcasing all of Stars Hollow's youth. And so they're doing a bunch of like debates and spelling bees and sports and things. And Lane is in charge of doing the concert with the band, except they're terrible. And so we have a nice arc of like the boot camp slash musical makeover where they get to
Yes.
be terrible at the beginning and then they're like good and it's heartwarming at the end. And Mrs. Kim is an unlikely ally to Lane in making this work because Kirk has determined that the band is just too terrible and he will not let them play. And he is just like trying to micromanage everything about the festival and will not hear Lane out as she advocates for her pupils. And so Mrs. Kim is used as a kind of decoy slash debating AI. To
Nice.
like keep Kirk occupied. So we get a lot of like nice mother-daughter, but still like tense and quippy between the Kims, and we have wonderful Mrs. Kim Kirk energy as well. And meanwhile, Hank from Woodsbury is kind of in the background. Like he has no lines, but he's sabotaging like small little things that are driving Kirk up the wall. And you can
Morse
kind
Coke
of
in the
see him like
tuba.
skulking around, and Kirk is just like really frazzled. So it's a complex episode because like you feel for a lot of the characters. You're like, Kirk is being done dirty, but also he's not being reasonable with Lane. Lane is just like exhausted and trying to keep her band working, and you just have like Hanks from Woodsbury just like puckishly in the background.
Observing. And then a huge wild card is at the very end, we find out that Hank is there because Taylor invited him and he's been staying at Taylor's house.
There we go. Suzanne trying to sneak in a second draft in someone else's.
And they've been
Sorry.
hiding their relationship for years.
Yeah.
We all know it's true.
Oh, good.
What was your second idea?
My second one was I was going to have Paris and Jess duo. It was going to be a DAR event at the Dragonfly. And so Paris was enlisted and Rory was going to be like the secondary character, like to help, like she was, Emily put her in charge of organizing and Rory's just like helping out. And Jess has taken up like a gig job, kind of being a waiter for the event. But this is post USO event. So Paris is now conflicted because she has seen the light of Marxism and is on the side of the workers. And she's getting kind of annoyed at how like entitled Rory is being about Rory trying to take over when Paris is the one that is in charge. And so we see Paris get into an uneasy alliance with Jess and kind of like trying to make the event work, but also subverting it and being very quippy. And obviously, we have Suki running around giving wonderful food. She delivers a Suki surprise. And the wild card is that while this is happening, Lorelai is sick, but is like in one of the Dragonfly rooms. And so she is trying to like make sure that nothing implodes. And Emily is constantly going to see her and be like, "This event is terrible." And Lorelai is like, "I can't do anything. Also, this is my business. Also, So yeah, that's the episode.
I like it.
Yeah, that
Worker
sounds fun.
solidarity.
Yeah, the working class of Gilmore Girls. Alexis, did you want to talk about your
Yeah.
ick, your thruple?
Yes. So my episode is going to take place about where we are in our current recaps of season four, which is right before the inn is opening. And Lorelai, as part of the preparation, needs like brochures done, things like that. Things like that. I think this came up when we were talking, so it gave me the idea. And so, money's tight, and she either maybe she reaches out or maybe Rachel reaches out. I'm not quite sure, but she gets a good deal with Rachel. She's gonna take some photos for the promotional materials and whatnot. So Rachel comes back in the picture. One thing leads to another because, things are heating up for Luke and Lorelai as well. Maybe Jason's out of the picture already. I'll have to work on the timeline. But yeah, so at first, Rachel might seem like the antagonist, which is how it will start out, but eventually the duo will realize that they're better off as a throuple with Rachel. So yeah, they're at the inn, they're drinking coffee, and the camera is there. Maybe one thing will lead to another. Who knows what the camera will be used for in the end, but yeah, I think it would be fun and a grown-up episode probably. I
Gilmore
feel
Girls
like,
After Dark.
yeah. I was
You
just
took
gonna
the words right
say,
out of my mouth.
you could add in the dark room for developing the film
Oh,
as like a
spicy. Yeah.
catalyst moment
Yeah,
with
if
all
the
those.
inn can have horses and fancy ovens and things like that, why not have a dark room on the premises as well?
Yeah.
I was gonna say they could use the camera to like film their own sex tape. And then
Exactly.
that could
Ooh,
be
yeah.
like an issue if it gets out.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. And
Yep.
then
there's the mystery of who leaked the tape.
Probably Michelle. That's true. Lorelai bossed him around one too many times.
Michelle's revenge.
Michelle.
Or Kirk, because Kirk made it into like an artistic movie.
A film by
A film by Kirk. A sex film by
Yeah.
Kirk.
Or Kirk just picked it up whilst he was delivering something
Yeah,
by
yeah.
accident, and then he's trying to screen his new movie
Yeah,
at the
and then
red,
yeah.
white, and
I
black
love that.
theater.
And then he has to put it behind the Rory curtain at the video store.
Oh yeah, that's right. As far as my other options go, I thought about doing a Richard and Emily flashback episode. So the main story arc or wild card would have been like flashback, and it's them, and obviously Penelin Lott would be the antagonist. And I also thought about Lane and Dave as a way to like show their breakup because they really just like leave you hanging and once he disappears. And then my final idea was Lorelai, Alex, aka Charlie Swan, and
My
Don
favorite.
Draper, aka John Hamm. I forget his character's name. You can
Peyton
see,
Sawyer.
yeah,
Yeah,
you can see I
Peyton.
like throuples and whatnot, but I'm currently rewatching Mad Men, so John Hamm was on the mind, as he often is. Yes.
All right. So for mine, I will preface this. I don't know if you've seen this movie before, but I was heavily inspired by the Jane Fonda, Jennifer Lopez film Monster in Law.
Oh.
So this kind of is a an episode deep dive when Rory is in the DIR and Emily's very suspicious of Constance, and Rory offers, "Oh, you have someone on the inside now, like I can help you out." So there's just a lot of shenanigans at the DAR office. And it kind of starts with Rory just like innocently kind of spying on Constance, like going through her emails, just keeping tabs on her. But that's not enough for Emily. She wants this woman out of the DAR. They're sworn enemies. She's, you know, she's making sure she has the last cup of tea, but that's still not enough. Like, she has to be out. So they're getting things ready. There's a caterer there getting food ready for one of their events that night. And Emily and Rory are in the kitchen just kind of monitoring things. And Emily realizes that Constance has a nut allergy and decides to put nuts in the salmon puffs,
Oh my
like
God.
the monster in law. And so they're frantically in the kitchen. And then Rory's like, "What are you doing? Like, you can't kill this woman. You're not a murderer." So they like regret, Emily starts to have regret. So they're trying to like separate the poisoned salmon puffs from the correct ones. But the caterer comes and they're taking the salmon puffs for the event. So then we cut to the actual DAR event, and Emily is not there. She has this big speech to welcome everyone, and everyone's like, "Where's Emily? Where is Emily?" And then we cut to a getaway car, and it's Rory and Emily, Thelma and Louise style, driving off in the sunset to Reno so that Emily can have her two glasses of wine at lunch.
Nice.
I love it.
I had also had a potential DAR pick where Luke was the wild card, and it was in his activist days, and he leads a protest against the DAR when they're
Nice.
having a event in the town square. That would've been
Amazing.
fun.
I will say one of my other ones, since I didn't get to do this one since Lane got picked up really early, but I wanted a Lane and Paris love story when Lane is staying in their dorm room and Paris starts realizing she has feelings for Lane. So there was going to be like a whole like lesbian love story between them.
Ooh.
So that was my other option.
I feel like they would
That would have
balance
been
each other
great.
so well.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
also kind of bond over how Rory's a bad friend to both of them.
I can just like imagine some of their conversations where they're both like ranting about their special interests or something and not list like just it's just like a overlay of Lane talking about music and Paris talking about, I don't know, whatever she's angry about that episode. And it's just like one of those scenes where people are talking at each other and not listening and just have the funniest conversations.
Yeah,
That'd be cute.
absolutely. And then there would be some mac and cheese there because we all love when Paris gets her mac and cheese.
Important.
So, does anybody have any picks or potential lineups that they wanted to talk about that they haven't had a chance to? Okay. I was thinking for our final words on our draft board here to convince the audience to vote for our lineups. We should pitch our episode, give like the kind of like a romance book cover type of pitch where it has like the cover and then like tropes, blah, 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 that kind of stuff, to pitch it to the audience. Who would like to go first?
I guess I'll try, maybe.
Okay.
Vote for my episode, my draft, if you have been a fan of slow burn romance and soulmates of Luke and Lorelai, but you're at a point in life where you want to spice things up a little bit. You want an excitement with your stories. You want something you're not so used to, a little unconventional. Keyword throuple and love and romance and camera. I don't know. Yeah, there you go. Vote
Wow.
Alexis.
Sounds erotic.
Erotic, that could be a good word. Yeah, spicy.
Gosh. I just thought of a great title for my episode.
Ooh.
Jane Austen did it. Why can't I? Let's see. My pitch for my episode is unlikely friends, Paris and Jess. Everybody's always wanted to see that. Paranormal, blast from the past that brings people together. Age gap, romance questioned. And yeah, that's all.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Who's
I mean,
next?
mine is hard because, oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
I was gonna say, mine is hard because there's no romance in it unless we count Taylor and Hank, but they weren't central to my plot. So I would say if you are a fan of quirky mother-daughter dynamics, as most Gilmore Girls fans are, but you wanted a twist on that, you get to have more Lena Mrs. Kim. You'll also have enemies to grudging friends between Lane and Kirk in this scenario. Keywords, witty banter. And tropes, we have save the town sports slash choir slash glee club like stakes, I suppose. And we get to see like a redemption arc for the Stars Hollow High band.
I feel like
That
we
poor
also need
band.
an appearance of the Kirk Gleason 5 in your episode. All right. So we have arguably everyone's favorite of the three main Gilmore Girls. Emily is our
Ooh,
leading
it hurts.
lady. We've got espionage, we've got arch nemesis, we have possible murder, and just Emily being the badass that she is. And you'll have to tune in to see how everything goes down.
Nice.
Yay.
Well, I think this was fun. I feel like we're gonna have to do this again at some point with, like, I don't know, more, even more complicated slots to fit everybody into. That'll be fun. Or like strict rules about certain people or something like that to make spice things up a bit. This
Yeah,
is really
there's
fun.
endless opportunity here. Okay, well, we have our draft now. So once this has aired, we will post to Instagram all of our drafts, and you will be able to probably comment your favorite, and we will see who wins in the end. We'll tally up the votes, but I think we can all agree we're all winners here. But there will be one real winner. But for now,
Do we get to wear
I
the
would.
Stars Hollow's crown? Do we get to?
Yeah, I don't know what the
Oh,
prize
yeah.
is. We'll have to think about it.
I think we should challenge whoever wins to write up their episode on AO3 as
Ooh.
a real fanfic.
Your prize is work.
I don't know. I think we all gave Amy Sherman Palladino
Sounds
rent
about
her
right.
money.
We didn't have any children with sticky hands like she has in every single one of her seasons. Anything like that. We switch things up a bit.
Yeah,
Talking
her
about.
sticky hands. It happens. Luke complains about it, and then is it Susie complains about it in Maisel?
Yeah, it happens
It's
in
like
like
just the same exact specific
every
line
season.
about kids having sticky hands.
Oh, the jam hands?
Oh yeah, jam
Like,
hands. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant in every season of Gilmore Girls. I was like,
Oh no, not
that would be
quite that
excessive.
bad.
Before we wrap things up, can you guys tell people where to find you, what projects you have going on, all of that kind of stuff? We'll start with Larissa.
I am at Eating Gilmore. I think by the time this episode airs, I will be about to start on my encore. So thanks to both of you, Suzanne and Alexis, for helping me announce that a couple months ago. So that's going to officially kick off on my birthday on March 29th. And Alexis, I think you might be happy with what I'm starting off with. So that's a little spoiler for anyone who listens to this episode.
Consider me excited.
Now I have to go back and see what she recommended because I can't remember. Elena, what do you have going on?
So you can find me and Soraya at WOQM Pod on Instagram and Women of Questionable Morals, where you find your podcasts. And yeah, I look forward to talking about Ugly Betty. But we will be having some Gilmore Girls bonus episodes dropping, so keep tuned for that as well.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Fun.
Well,
Well,
on
thanks
that
for joining
note,
us. Yeah.
yeah, thank you for joining us. This was a lot of fun. We've been wanting to do this for a long time because we both listened to a lot of draft boards from various fandoms. So this was great.
Yeah, this is
Dream
super
come
fun.
true.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun. It was a lot of like creative thinking.
Yeah, thinking on your feet.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well,
Talk
talk
soon.
soon.
Thanks for listening to Talking Fast, a Gilmore Girls podcast.
Don't forget to rate and review us and share us with your friends. Join us on Instagram and TikTok at Talking Fast Podcast.
And join the conversation by emailing us your thoughts, talkingfastpodcast@gmail.com.